The HMS Podcast is available on the 98 KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker number MD100-2031, NMLS number 186377, LifeChanger Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness, online at 98kupd.com.
It's most certainly going to be a nice day today. Awful hot. Well, we're getting used to it, and you have to live with it. I just got an email from a guy that said, you have no idea how good sex is on meth. It's life-altering. He said, I said, what about just standing in the sun? Is that like something that's life-altering on meth too? Because that's most of the time what I'm seeing. And he said, I don't know about that, but when I used to do it, I used to grab a couple of sluts, hide out in my house for 3 days, and F them silly. And I've seen meth girls. There's nothing really appealing about having them in my house for 72 hours.
Yeah, hopefully you got them as their first run.
Yeah, hopefully you got some of those first-time triers. 72 hours with a meth head in my house. I mean, the girls I saw yesterday, the last thing I want to do, A, have sex with them, B, have them touch me. See, have them know where I live.
Are they scabby?
Oh.
Thanks, Japan.
They're all in that weird tank top. There's a store for meth head tank top buying. I don't see it anywhere else but on a meth head. It's a doily top, kind of lacy, weird, thin. It's almost always pink.
Spaghetti strap?
It's spaghetti strap, and it's barely hanging on to these weird grandma boobs that are just, they used to have meat in them, but now it's just skin.
Dollar store camisole kind of.
I don't know.
They fought the good fight.
I think the dollar store is, like, I think it's good. Like, their quality product, wherever this is happening, is it's all found clothing. It's like what cheap dolls wear. It's like almost felt.
It could be doll wear.
Strangest thing. So, yeah. Well, yeah, they're getting to the point where that's the size. But so if that's the case. And you really like the sex with meth heads. Well, then there's a second reason I don't ever want to do it. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing yesterday. I also was at, I had to stop off at the QT on my way home yesterday. And this dude standing out front, and he's got his shirt off. And he's in a pair of black shorts. He's got a big drink in his hand. Cop goes in. And he just sits there, and then he goes, nah, don't shoot, man. And I'm like, you know, cops have it bad enough. They don't need this.
I think cops should be allowed to shoot that guy.
I think at that point, yeah. I think, you know what, Toledo? There was a moment where I'm like, I wish he'd just draw on him. Just, yeah. Why? What did you do?
Yep. Don't shoot, man.
And all he had to do was just go, empty your pockets or go into jail. But he left him alone. Because there's no way that dude wasn't carrying. You know, if your shirt's off and you got time to sit around at the QT at 12 o'clock, you're loaded with something horrible. You've got an illegal something. Just shut up when the cops walk by. But yeah, the cops, you know, I've talked to a couple of cop friends and things like that. And, you know, as much as, and look, if you, this is the thing about what's going on in the world right now. If people who are mad at the cops would talk to regular cops, we'd have like a thing. Stuff would start changing because the regular cops are miserably upset at what's going on with all the media attention going to the cops that are, you know, some are not doing their jobs properly. And they're miserable about it. They're buried in it. They tried to have a rally in Colorado called Back the Blue, where it's just people saying, hey, we should be able to like cops. I mean, they still are around. We still need them. And there's still some safety aspect that we're going to have. You know, let's not throw it all away. And a bunch of people showed up and started to fight them because you're not allowed to like cops out loud. And the one thing that I'm mad about, like, look, I understand there's issues and all this other stuff. I want my live PD back, my Friday nights and Saturday nights. And look, I'm not alone. That was the number one show on cable television.
I heard their numbers are suffering after canceling that show.
Oh, it's A&E's done. Yeah. Like, they have nothing else. Why do I want to watch 1,000-Pound Sisters all the time? I can't do it. But yeah, Live PD was a beast of a show. And what about people who liked it?
Yeah.
It got taken off because of pressures and stuff, but what about people who liked watching it? Like, we're not allowed to like it?
This isn't real America.
Okay, but if you hate the cops, don't watch the show. It doesn't mean that I'm going to go out there and just start yelling at everybody I think's doing something. I just enjoyed what, and it was not racially biased. Most of the time, it was horrible white people screaming at the police. Most of the time, they were, you know, the whiteys are the ones that are carrying all the fentanyl around. They're the ones that have it, and that was what Live PD taught me, is that everybody has fentanyl. Don't touch them. My policy of not touching anyone over the last few years has been laughed at. I've had my hand sanitizer with me a lot. I've been on the forefront of avoiding humanity for the longest time, and now it's come through. But I watched Live PD, and it's like, do you have anything in your backpack? No. You don't have anything that's going to stick me, stab me, kill me, hurt me, make me? No. Reach in. Fentanyl. Needle. It's like, you dick. So, of course, they're upset at that. But it was mostly awful white people. And the best part was when a white woman got pulled over. That was my favorite thing. Nasty. I wanted so many cops to beat up. Like these women that would scream at you, I did nothing wrong. You don't have a license plate and you were speeding. I've done nothing wrong. You're hassling me. Okay. And the guy, how are you not punching this woman? So, yes, there's bad cops, but there's also Live PD. And that was 3 hours on Friday.
If the cameras weren't
Saturday.
On, they'd be punching away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And I was rooting for that. There's a good portion of you out there that deserve a good punch in the face when the cops pull you over. It's real easy to just sit there and go, yeah, I don't know what I did. Now, if a cop starts drawing, you got a bad guy on your hands. It's very rare, by the way, that that occurs. They can be dicks because most of the time people are dicks to them. But Live PD taught me one thing. It's a lot easier to get out of the situation to just sit there and not yell at them. Now, look, I can only speak from a white guy's experience. It's been pretty positive, and I understand that that's probably something people would argue with. But watch Live PD and tell me if you were a cop, you wouldn't punch 9-10 people a day. And I think that's why
and
they
it
took it off
start
air.
Wearing
oh,
on you
I
for
would
a while.
Beat up every. I couldn't do it. A, I'd shoot everyone, and I'd punch every person there's so much punching I would do because people are so. You've got fentanyl in your car, and you've got an attitude. How? But I want my Live PD back. There's nothing to do on Friday and Saturday nights. You can't go anywhere. The show was fantastic. And I miss Dan Abrams, and I miss Sticks Larson.
Sticks
was the man.
Is that the guy from here?
I used to always tell Megan, I'm like, no, he's from Oklahoma. I'd be like, man, Megan, that's a man right there. That's a real man. You should end up with him.
Why do you always point out better guys?
Because that's what you're doing in
your
own head.
You said better?
Yeah, well, she's right. I am. She's 100% right. I'm not going to argue with her. I know. I'm not even paranoid about it. I point them out before she can. Because I'm like, I know what's going on in your head. You look at him and go, now that's what a man's supposed to look like. And then she looks at me, and I'm in a pair of underpants with bananas on them because that's hilarious, and a T-shirt that hardly fits. And she's looking at me going, this? And then Sticks Larson, it's a real man. And Dan Abrams started to work out, and I'm like, now there's a bunch of real men up there. Tom Morris is a badass. The whole staff was great. I loved Live PD.
Hello, Sticks.
John, Live PD was a great show to watch. I loved it. How else was I going to know when the cops are going to about to kick in my door?
Right. And that was the other thing. Everybody was like, we are Live PD. Like every time they'd show up in the camera, ow, and they'd start performing. And I'm like, they're watching their own raid. I loved Live PD. And you're right. A&E is like, they can't. There's no numbers on
it. Well, it says since they got canceled, their viewership's dropped 49%.
Oh.
Because that's the only show they had that was worth watching. It was, and they ran it live for 3 hours and then re-ran it again for three more. And there were nights I watched 6 hours of Live PD, even if I saw the first three or not. I'm watching this again.
John, the only reason I know the sheriff from Pinal County is named Sheriff Lamb is because of Live PD.
And he's got that big-ass hat. And he was a real man. I told Megan, I'm like, you like bald guys? There's one.
Why do you always point out better guys?
They're everywhere. How did you pick this? You have failed. You are in a failed relationship as far as the way things should look for you. This is embarrassing. You should be ashamed of yourself walking around with me. What's wrong with you?
I like you.
You're wrong.
Get
out
of here.
There's nothing about you. You should get out of here. I don't want to be around somebody who likes me this much. The hell's wrong with you? You got problems.
It's not what I'm looking for.
I'm not looking for somebody to like me like that. That's a character flaw. Liking me out loud and being seen in public. And so what's wrong with you? You're embarrassing yourself. Live PD was great. And that was, I just had that conversation. I'm like, why in the world is, are we not allowed to like it? I get why people are saying,
it turned pretty darn quick.
It was like a week.
They were worried.
Well, they had that one,
had three cases.
The one was bad. But that's the
point. They erase tapes.
Well, they do that because they're a TV show. The cops not having tapes is a different animal.
Right.
You know, they're a TV show. They're allowed to say, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a separate.
Right. And if they erased the tapes, then that's the thing everybody said. They erased them or they just don't have them anymore. It's like, well, all right. So it's just the show was for the most part showing everybody like, man, the general public. Indiana sucks. That's what I learned from Live PD. My home state is like the worst place on the planet. There isn't a good person in that state. Everybody they pulled over looked like an Indiana weirdo and acted like an Indiana.
I don't think I want to go to Greenville, South Carolina.
I like South Carolina a lot of the time.
Not Greenville.
And that one black cop that was an action figure, Garrow or whatever.
Yeah.
Holy Moses. He shows up. You're like,
I'm complying.
Do what he says. That dude can lift a car. Yeah, I miss Live PD and I miss it a lot. Does it? And that's the thing. We're so polarized. Does it mean that I support every single thing the police do if I like Live PD? If I'm a fan of the cops, does that mean every single cop is right? No. But I can still watch them harass meth heads and have fun with that. I would have loved to have seen a little Live PD breakout yesterday when I was on my bike ride. I want it back. I want it back badly. Yeah. And again, if it taught us anything, it's that most of the time cops deal with just dicks. And it's amazing that they aren't punching people more often because it isn't good at all. Have you talked to your family about Ohio State not having – what happens to Columbus, Ohio without college football?
Oh, my God.
It'll be tough.
Suicide.
It'll be a tough fall.
Will there be suicides? There'll be suicides.
Because there's no – I mean, no college, no high school, which is wild. I mean, it's – that whole Midwest is football frenzy.
Right. Ann Arbor would be the same way, right?
Yeah.
It'd be a ghost town.
Yep.
There's no reason to live. Because when I was in Columbus, When I was in Columbus, those people didn't talk about anything else. They said
hello by saying,
go Buckeyes.
It was the border war. Yep. All the stores used to be half blue or Ohio State.
You know how when you meet a normal person, you shake hands with them? Or you used to be able to. Now you just bow or whatever. You shake hands with them and they say, hey, it's nice to meet you. In Columbus, they didn't know you. You know, hi, this is John. He's my friend from Phoenix.
How about the Buckeyes?
Like, how about them Buckeyes? Yeah, okay. I went to the bank to get cash. How about them Buckeyes? Can I help you? Like, no, you get out of here with that. Just say hello. What if I hate the Buckeyes? How about them anyway? You going to the big game? All right. What's wrong with all of you? They were brainwashed, the whole area.
It'll be interesting.
There's a bunch of trees with people hanging in them. There are loads of people killing themselves over Buckeye football. It's over. And it's worse in the South.
College football team.
Auburn,
yeah.
Alabama, these tiny little towns that are reliant on these football games. And they're going to, what is it, like 2 hours from now, they said they're going to announce before noon Eastern time.
Yeah.
Big 12. Pac-12's out. I don't think it'll affect Tempe at all.
Pac-12 hasn't announced officially, but they're going to announce
that's today.
And everybody says that they're going to.
And who's still playing?
Nobody. Well.
Is it like the Mountain West canceled first?
Yeah,
I think
Big Sky canceled. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the F.
But like the ACC hasn't said they quit yet.
No,
there's a couple of like major ones that said we're still going. But Big 12 and Pac-12. Well,
the ACC because their big deal was a week ago that they added Notre Dame for football for the season.
The Ivy League is the only one I know that said they came out early.
No, a bunch
said,
of
we're
them.
Not doing it.
Bunch of the FCS
Mountain West. The weirder kind of
the
second tier
Division I AA schools, the ones that play.
They
actually
all quit.
They all quit pretty much.
Yeah. Well, it's going to end it. And don't look now, by the way. But the Suns are 6-0, and if you're starting to pay attention to sports at all, they're doing something.
They're going to get that play-in game.
They're going to actually play for the playoffs, and then it's going to be that weird thing of like, are people going to jump on this bandwagon? One thing I'm learning is that the Suns hate being here. They love Florida. I think the best thing the Suns could do is move to Orlando because they're outstanding in Orlando. They hate it here for some reason. They just hate it. And Draymond Green of the Warriors was on TV the other night and said, man, and this is proof that that Robert Sarver has absolutely ruined the Suns' reputation. This used to be a place people wanted to go. Draymond Green's on TV the other day going, you got to get Devin Booker out of Phoenix, man. He's got to go. That's the only way his career thrives, is that.
And they're going to slap him with a monster fine.
$50,000 for tampering, because they said, because the reason why, they said, would you like to see him up in Golden State? And he's like, yeah.
Get that man over here.
But LeBron James did it when he said, I'd love Anthony Davis to be on my team. Mm-hmm. Same thing. And he would fight for that. But yeah, so the Suns are 6-0. The Coyotes are playing well. And all of a sudden, this.
I think the Coyotes start their series.
They
tomorrow.
Got another series against Colorado now. And they beat Nashville and knocked
that. That's their first playoff win, series win, I think, since 1992. Let me double
check. No. They were in the Western Conference Finals a few years ago.
The Sharks.
That was like 2015. Yeah, it was just a couple years ago. But yeah, so don't look now, but that Suns team that everybody doesn't pay attention to and probably still isn't, is playing lights out. How will Sarver screw this up?
So many ways.
He's going to trade Devin Booker or get rid of him and just ruin everything. But basketball is happening, and it's actually kind of fun to watch. Basketball has been a nice little – they've got that fan wall. I keep watching, and Brett keeps saying he wants to see dicks on the fan wall, and I'm with you on that.
There's no helicoptering yet?
Well, there is, but nobody's talking about it. There has had to have been three or four dudes just cut right off from the helicoptering, because there's no way. Sometimes they show the wall of fans, and you're like – and it's just people goofing around, and I'm like, they're plants. Because at any given time, one jackass is going to show his butt. And then just get kicked off, and who cares, right? I would do it.
I got to check YouTube. There's got to be video somewhere.
There has to be a collage of buttholes, beavers, and wieners that are fired up on the fan wall. Or a couple people that just start doing something filthy. You couldn't even get through an hour of in-house learning at Surprise seventh grade without somebody showing a BJ.
You can get 15 minutes in with that one.
Yeah, they were like just talking. It's like, what's this? Oh, God. Cancel it. Somebody figured out how to put BJs in school. And they had a big thing last night, too, where I love this. This is my favorite part. Brett, get that vasectomy, because when it tingles, it's like you met a unicorn. A bunch of parents took their kids to this thing yesterday. Like, get these bastards in school now.
They had
like a rally.
In person.
They want
teaching.
Those kids out of the house. And then so they interviewed kids on the news last night. And the one girl's like, I just have trouble learning online. I have problems with learning online. I'm a hands-on learner.
I only learn hands-on.
But the best part is, as she said, it's infected my learning. You're an idiot.
Wow.
You're not going to learn anything. But yeah, the parents are fighting because they want the kids out of the house. Are you there? Now, your kid just came back, so you get a week in. You don't care. Like you probably don't do much of the teaching, right?
No. I mean, you help every now and then, but the hard thing about the online thing is it's just you have so many. I think it just overwhelmed the bandwidth of everyone that's using it.
Yeah.
From universities to high school to every level, everyone's having the same problem.
Right.
Just dumping people out. They can't hear the teacher.
I think it's a scam.
I do too.
I wonder.
Yeah, because I've been on Zoom meetings where there are like 20 guys drinking.
Crystal
and there's
clear.
Never a problem.
Yeah, but you don't have I guess the volume would be about the same.
Well, I was on a Zoom call once. A friend of mine said, we're drinking in the backyard. You want to get in on this? I'm like, all right.
So you think
25 people on a Zoom call drinking and none of us had issues. And I'm like, this is garbage.
Cox has the fire hose, Brady, and I think they let it go to a trickle on purpose at times.
Yeah.
To try to get them back in school? What's the reason?
Got to sign up for Gigablast.
Yeah, you got to get
exactly.
So you upgrade. Yeah.
They want everybody to upgrade. Plus, the state mandated that any kid who is impoverished, they have to give them a deal so that they can have access to the internet so they can get
school. Now, what if you have the Gigablast and you're running?
Are you trouble? You're having trouble with – Kirby's just lying to you if she says the internet's dropping
out.
We've had issues.
I know why.
Too.
Turn the Oculus off for 5 minutes while your daughter's learning. Quit jerking off to 360 porn. And maybe your daughter
I'm
can learn something.
On.
Yeah, you're hands-on teach. Let me get in on this internet. Oh, Kirby, I'm in your classroom right now. I'm going to go in the bathroom. Yeah, that's, if you're having trouble with just one, you probably just have an internet issue.
Well, you're a week in, so there hasn't been much teaching yet.
Yeah.
It's just you guys hate your kids in your house this much. That's what I'm learning. Most people are so sick of your kids.
I hate everyone in my house so much right now.
Do you help? Are you beyond helping the kid? You got a teacher for a wife,
right?
Type, so that's
well,
you're out.
It kind of goes backwards there too, because there's a lot of times Alex is afraid to talk to the teacher in the house.
Really?
Yeah, because he knows that she probably knows everything. So he'll come to me. to try and
because he assumes you don't know much.
Get something over on me that something stupid that he did because he doesn't.
Well, not
want
even
her
that.
To...
I'm talking about like homework and stuff. He's not leaning on you.
No, he does.
Really? Yeah, yeah. For what?
Like his English
shop?
Stuff. No, he doesn't.
Virtual
well,
shop.
Phys ed.
He's taking ceramics online this first quarter. Ceramics, and then he's got video productions. Those are his two electives.
Ceramics making pots? Like
how the hell do you do
like
that?
A ghost?
Yeah. Well, I asked that too, and he's had virtual classes with a ceramics teacher, and they're going to give him supplies. So there's going to be a day this week or next week where we have to go to the school, pick up supplies.
And throw clay in your house?
It's pinch pots. And
it's some stuff. Not the real messy stuff. But.
So you don't got to get the wheel and everything else set up?
Right.
And then have him.
And Demi
which
Moore.
I thought was
Gene
the whole
Mansfield,
purpose of the class.
Have Gene Mansfield and his brother strap around each other in front of that pot. I want your kid to throw pots with that hair. That would be gorgeous.
With a little
he's got to put it back in like
streaks.
A little clip.
You behind him.
Just shake it out. Yeah, oh, that's it. Yeah. I put the boy. I put the other kid in there. Just keep it age appropriate. Christopher gets confused as he sees that beautiful blonde lady throwing pots in the
what's
middle of the
going
room.
On?
And he gets behind and helps out. Oh, my love, my brother.
This week and next week will be the ones where we find out about how much teaching
waste
we're gonna
of
have to
time,
do.
By the way.
What?
Ceramics class online.
No way.
A huge waste of time.
I can't disagree, yeah. but it gives him a distraction.
What are we paying for?
It's
here?
It's busy time.
This is going to be an unpopular opinion. It's a waste of time in school as well for 90% of the kids that take it. Right. But
I love ceramics.
Of course you did. It's a time suck.
I get how exactly.
You were trying to kill time as a student. It makes
ceramic
sense.
Ceramic 3.
Look, if they could cut the school hour, they'd cut it. They could cut it. They've proven they can cut it down to about 3 hours a day.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just give you the lesson,
well,
kind of teach it.
The actual teaching, they can boil it down to three sessions.
Right.
You know, but Alex is meeting in high school with his teachers. You know, he's on a bell schedule. So, like at certain times, he's got to meet with this teacher. His homeroom is his homeroom, and then he's got
to
meet
with
every
teacher.
Do they
still have PE where he has to go in his room and change clothes and come out and do calisthenics?
We'll find out.
That's what I'm wondering too, because he has.
We'll find out next
every
semester.
Day.
You have PE? Kirby does?
Yeah.
Really?
So they're going to have goals. Like the PE teacher will go online. It'll be like watching P90X videos.
Yeah, watching.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody's
going to
do a thing.
But how do you prove that, though? Are you running around with a GoPro or what?
Yeah. I mean, you're not sending in your weight and height and stuff. It's not like a...
No, but some of them will do that.
Who?
Just as goals, not as a grade thing, but yeah.
But how do you get graded? That's the point.
Like how did you ever get graded in PE?
Oh, I was a badass in
participation.
PE. Yeah, I was awesome at it.
Right.
You liked PE.
You can't prove participation online.
No,
right?
You can't.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know how they're doing PE online. Alex's PE is next semester, so.
Yeah, just skip
it. The first week, it was just an open.
Well, yeah.
Did you go in there and Kirby's doing, like, toe touches and like,
not yet.
Doing the parachute?
Again,
she's not going
to
do any of that. Are you going
to
make her do PE online?
I think
online?
This morning is the first official, like, PE where the instructor comes in.
Nice.
Starts barking at him to
they
do
They got to do something.
Yeah. All right, you sucks.
It might be.
Everybody get changed out. You have to change your clothes and everything, too? They're not doing any PE. That's a waste of time, too.
Well, they're more concerned about your initial outfit. You know, no pajamas. A lot.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Some schools, definitely. They don't want you in your bedroom, I think, sitting in bed.
It's an online dress code.
Yeah, they're trying to, but how do you...
You. That's the answer. I'm in my pajamas. What, are you going to come over and wrestle me down? No, I'm here. That's it. You asked me to. Come and get me, you.
They'll just call mom and dad.
Yeah, that's it. And she's in pajamas and she's learning. She showed up. She flipped the computer on. That's all you get. Dress code on the interwebs. Have you seen it? Does Kirby get dressed up for school?
No.
No, of course not. Heck, it would be a whole year I might not take a bath. Just sit in my room and, all right, oh, we're doing PE now? Yeah, you bet. Oh, no, I'm all over. I've been doing 1,000 jumping jacks, whatever you say. I'm doing it.
I wish Kirby had Alex's hair.
What?
Because, you know, he grooms at least that.
Kirby doesn't groom?
Get a brush in the morning. She just bedhead right on there.
Oh, this she doesn't try.
On the video.
She goes bus driver onto the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mustache akimbo.
That's on you, though.
Yeah.
You got to get your kid cleaned up.
I'm not there
what
in the morning.
Oh, that's true. It is. That's
on
Kirby.
You're absolutely right. Just
that's on mom.
A couple of strokes there in the morning.
I might want to rephrase it. Because you don't want her doing that on the internet.
Like this. Watch dead.
Put that bucket on your head and stroke out. Kirby doesn't clean herself for
she does
online
a
school?
Little bit, but
a little bit.
Yeah, like not enough.
You got to comb your hair. She didn't comb her hair. She didn't try. She's not caring. She just shows up and goes, "Screw John, this." That's what I'd do.
John, my kids were supposed to download an app on their phones that track their activity like a Fitbit.
Oh, they'll have
put it on the dog.
Exactly.
That's one thing they could do is check that. Like if there's so many
you put it on
day,
your foot and you swing your foot off the bed for 20 minutes. Jumping jacks. 1,000 of them. I did 1,000.
Hey,
Brady, I got to know, does Gilbert Christian offer shaving classes?
Kirby's not. A couple strokes
she's
with the
public.
Old razor blade.
She's public now.
Oh, she's public now. That's right.
Daddy, I don't feel like putting the hair together today. You know what? Pour me a cold 45 in a sippy cup and let's fool this PE teacher into thinking I give one flying about jumping jack.
I woke her up this morning before I left and said one thing.
Comb
at least
hair.
Wear a hairnet.
I gotta see this. I'm just picturing
that's
the bus driver from
that's
South
all
Park.
I'm gonna look at. I feel so bad for her next time I see her. I'm gonna look directly right at.
All right, class, Kirby, a bird just flew out of your head. Do you mind going? I don't know what's going on there. Kirby, is your daddy home?
Hey, lay off. My daddy's got a job, baby.
All right. Anyway, somebody go brush Kirby out.
She just gets up and gets on there. That's amazing for a girl. You got to get her some
Ronnie's try. I mean, it's the battle right now because she's not at that level right now where it's like, that's not the priority.
What is her priority? Because most 12-year-old
she
girls, that's the priority.
The computer. I know. It's not quite there yet.
Yeah. Because my buddy's kid was
and
over
there's
the
a couple
the
of her
night.
Friends
Jesus.
That are the same way. I mean, it's still struggle. Like, you got to tell them, get in the shower. Today's a shower.
Wash your ass. I had a friend a long time.
We just got out of that stage where they actually want to shower now.
It does seem it seems like it's longer now. The kids are older on that stage.
That they don't shower?
But maybe not.
No, the showers are longer.
The showers are getting longer for
your
kids.
Well, the showers are longer, but I'm just saying to go in there on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are so selling me on a vasectomy
right
now.
Yeah, I know. You got to go get that thing. It's too risky.
So here's the thing, Brett.
Having one sounds
you get
awful.
One, you get one that comes out into the hallway and announces. There's no need for the announcement, really, but all the time. I'm going to take a shower. Okay.
Because he's feeling guilty already.
Knock yourself out, kid.
Hey, Daddy.
35 minutes later, is the water still running? And you go in there and you go, hey, we're going 30 minutes now. Oh, okay. And it's that response that's not from behind the shower curtain. It's clearly out in front. So he's got the water running the whole time.
I told you that story about my friend whose kid. He walked in and didn't lock the door and walked in and his son was just sitting in the shower. Been on for 30 minutes. He's just sitting in it.
What?
He beat up. He just took himself out.
Taking a breather.
He had to stop. He's like, man, oh, man, I got to get all this down the drain. I am out like a light. I'm just going to lay down for a little bit and keep the shower
on. I would have to clean these stalactites.
I also had a friend a long time ago had a gorgeous daughter. She's like 27 now. But she was beautiful. And she was 16. And I'm like, you're in trouble here, right? You know it, right? And he goes, the good news is if you saw her underwear in the laundry, you know this girl would never, ever get a date. I'm like, what? And he goes, she's got stains all over her pants. Like, she can't wash her ass. Like, her mom and I have tried to talk about it. I'm like, what? She's all into hygiene. And he goes, nah, it's all outside. She doesn't clean herself. Like, oh, my God.
And you tell him, and you know.
Yeah, she's old now, so hopefully she. But some girls never do figure that out.
Yeah.
You gotta wash your ass. We gotta get Kirby a brush. We gotta get her combed out. We gotta comb her. The thing I'm picturing.
I said we could shave it. I suggested that. Let's just shave your head. This
Daddy, what is it with you and shaving? Come on, I got the stash. I got the coif.
Why don't you match Daddy? Goatee and a
knock it down.
Shave it.
You know what? Maybe it kills 3 minutes of morning. You bitching at me all day with the hair.
I'm surprised Ronnie isn't like bowing her up and said Ronnie didn't play dress up with her.
It's that that's been
that's what moms do.
Yeah, and that's been a couple of year battle.
Just trying to girl her up on the hair stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious because I just picture like disheveled. All right, let's get this over with. What's my lesson? 1,000 jumping jacks. I'm on it. You bet. I'd be out like a light if you tried to get me to virtually jump jacks. No.
And you know, you look out on the other side as a, you know, I'm like, I don't want two women that have 700 different products in the bathroom. You know, open up that can of worms.
Yeah, you
do. The friggin' Birchbox.
Yeah, you do. You want her to be, like, totally girly.
Well, but not to the degree where it's just...
Yeah, you got to get to. She's going to do it.
I know, it's happening. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
All in
I'm
or
not,
nothing.
Yeah, it's all or nothing. You can't have that middling girl.
I'm not sprinting in there. I'm
no,
okay,
no, just, of course not. You're a dad. You don't want to see your bathroom in the first place, especially in the next couple months when Tomato Pants ends up in the trash and you start seeing all that stuff. You just stay out of her bathroom. That's her mom's job. You can't. You're not going in there.
Emotions are kicking in. I think we're getting closer.
You think so? We should we draw for dates?
You better get on it.
No kidding? You think it's happening as we speak?
I think it's within.
One set of virtual jumping jacks, and the next thing you know, she's fertile?
That could be.
PE class. Well, at least she's have that at home, at least.
Oh, my God. Well, you've painted quite a picture of her little square on Zoom. Just blood shooting out like the Bellagio. Her hair's a mess. I don't know what's going on. I need another bid, Daddy.
Medusa, you're late for school.
Friend. I need the borrow. But that's how do you have PE? I'm like basketball. Like I loved PE for ultimate frisbee and like the games.
Yeah.
I didn't want to stretch or do the calisthenics if that's all you're doing.
Yeah, or it's like track.
Yeah, I didn't like the track. Track days I hated.
Running cross country sucked.
Oh, that was the worst.
The quarter mile.
I used to hate going into Coach Flake's gym and you see Coach Flake and it would say what we're going to do today. Like on Monday, mile. It's the middle of my day. I got to prep for this kind of stuff. This is not on your time. All of a sudden, I went from doing math like 20 minutes ago. I'm outside in a pair of shorts I didn't bring to school and I'm running.
I know. When we did the mile, I'm like, that's the worst 4.5 minutes of my life.
Was it? Yeah.
Four and a half, huh?
You could shave that down. If you'd lost a couple pounds, you could have shaved it down
while
we were running.
I know.
Yeah, we were sub-4s, all of us. And then they'd announce it, and that was the best part. Coach Morgan. Did you remember at Rhodes, Coach Morgan and Coach
Oh, yeah,
Flake,
big buff guy.
Big giant dude.
Yeah.
At the end of the mile, if you had Coach Morgan, he'd go, all right, Holmberg, what's your time? 7:12. All right, you're down 2 minutes from the last mile because I didn't want to do that. I was not competitive with this. That's bad. That's too. You were 5:12 last time. 7:12's terrible. I walked one of the laps. I don't want to be here. And then you get that one go-getter, 4:57. All right, Butters. We had a guy named Butters, so is it?
Really?
Butters, 4:57, that's good. You're down 12 seconds, unlike Holmberg, up 2 minutes. Because somebody doesn't give a anymore. Thanks, Coach
I'm
Morgan.
Out.
Why don't you go bounce at Cowboys and do your thing at night? Because that's what he did. He's a Cowboys bouncer at night.
Oh, he had the fake tan and everything. I mean, he was, you know.
He used to run the mile with me.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Just to keep your ass moving.
Well, that was the big thing. Yeah. She knew I would stop. Because I hated that thing. I hated it. I'm not here for the mile. I came to learn. Like, I can run the mile at home. I'll do this. You know what? I'll do this when I get home. No, you're going to do it right now at 2:30 in the afternoon with
did
an hour
to
go.
Did you just say you went to school to learn?
I did. I didn't go to school to run a mile. I went to play. Like, in PE, it was like,
oh, junior and senior year, you admit you weren't there to learn?
Oh, I was done learning at that point. Okay. They were teaching me the same stuff.
This is junior high, though.
Yeah, junior high.
Okay, all right.
Junior high. All of a sudden, I'm in this dirt track. I'm cold. Like, put on tank top and shorts and then just run around for it. I don't want to run a mile. Let's play a game. This is recess. You know what this is. PE is what was recess a year ago is now physical education. You're fooling yourself here, Morgan. But he'd run with us and fart. The whole time, this big giant, this gigantic professional wrestler body running. He looked like the Ultimate Warrior, hair flowing, and he'd run with you and all. Say, that ought to shoot us up a little faster. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to hang back here and get away from you, you disgusting
you
Holmberg. I just stopped running. Holmberg, pick it up. You're going to get another 7 minute mile. I'm like, and it won't affect a second of my day. You don't realize how little I care about your mile day. I don't want to do this. And then the one time that me and my friend Brian just walked in, it was like, we didn't finish it. You didn't finish it. It's 4 laps. You had an hour. Not interested. That's incomplete. Yeah, we know. We know. Mile was the goal. Didn't make it. Not feeling it today. Sometimes you just don't feel like running a mile when someone else says run a mile. I'm not in the military. No. The answer was no.
I hated yachting.
Did you have yachting? Yeah. The sailing classes and yachting. Physical education.
Water's so cold in the fall.
Let's yacht.
Were you a sculler?
Yeah.
They do that at
They do have crew.
UA.
PE was my favorite class when we played. But when it was garbage and when the event was crap for, you know, everybody had their favorite, so you had to sit through some people's misery.
The most dangerous. It's amazing that you have archery.
We did have archery. Real archery, too. Yeah. Like, full-on poison arrows.
I think they still do
yeah,
it.
Like, we don't aim that at your friend. Well, we've learned that the hard way, haven't we?
That we're not Somebody gonna... learned that.
All right. Nothing better than a room full of 13-year-olds with bows and arrows and no experience. Let's go
An
play
An emotional
outside.
Roller coaster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was pretty great. And the one guy that got it could start shooting over the targets to see. And our goal was always, just like tennis. Tennis was a waste of time in junior high PE because it's like, you give me a racket and a ball, I'm hitting home runs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not interested in learning this game. I know it. I've seen it on TV. It's for, not seventh graders. I'm going to smash this ball. There's like two Asian kids.
Swimming was pretty brutal, too.
Well, especially because they didn't even care about the temperature.
It was all laps. It was similar to the mile.
Yeah, I don't even know if they do that anymore. They drown us. Coach Flake put us into tread water. Like the full 40 minutes.
Yep.
If you're having trouble, get to the side, but get right back out there. It's 12 degrees. We're doing this in February
like
in an Olympic
seal training.
Pool. And we just, for no reason at all, I would just tread water for an hour and then go to Mr. Gonzalez's art class. What happened there for an hour?
Worm down, Coach.
Crazy.
Worm down.
Did you have Coach Flake? Was he there? Quinones?
At Rhodes?
Flake and Morgan?
At Rhodes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had him. He was the one that would make us run cross country. And the cross country actually went around the baseball diamonds and everything behind the stands.
They just stopped.
So we just hide behind the stands and then just kind of blend right in.
Yeah, because he wasn't coming out.
No. He was dicking around the
entire
time.
He was the one who got mad at us for snapping towels because there was always the kid who thought that was fun. And so he took towels away. And so you'd go
took the towels away?
Yeah. You go in the shower tree, no towel. And you'd come out and you'd have to wait in line naked with all the other boys.
And
to get a towel because Coach Flake's handing them out. And, all right, none of that snapping towels in the shower. I'm like, I don't want
to. Looking good, Humbert.
Am I? You like the hairless ones who are late developers? Okay, I get it. Yeah. Yeah. You like a nice boy body? Okay. I'm not taking any more showers. I didn't. I stopped taking showers. Started taking PE late in the day. I tried to always schedule it late in the day. Because I didn't want to smell all day after that mile I didn't want to run.
John, being a fat kid, running a mile meant walking a mile. While everyone, including the teacher, yelled at me to try harder. Screw all that stuff.
I just remember thinking, I don't like getting up for school. That was hard enough. And then somewhere around the time when I'm crashing, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's about time we start wrapping this up, I think. Don't make me run. I remember walking away, I just got to get out of this. I don't know. Can you go AWOL? It was awful. But then we'd play like ultimate frisbee and have the time of my life, or softball or something. You'd get like a good game.
Flag football.
Oh, it's great when you played a real sport. It should have been broken down. Like anybody who likes running a lot, you can run the mile today. The rest of you go play with that parachute, that weird parachute for 40 minutes. Strange.
Flip it up.
Zero life experience parachute that you'll never need this skill, but it's a good time suck. But pottery online with your kid, you just need to cancel that.
Yeah.
That's just dumb. Did he take ceramics because he's just so in love with ceramics, or he's just filling an hour?
No, he was actually – he took that, and he took jewelry next semester.
Do they still make ashtrays? Nobody smokes.
That's all you make,
right? That's it, right?
I don't even think they know why they make – well, he's got
the
vape pen.
He's got smoke a lot of pot.
It's just going to house it.
Your kid's going to be a pothead. There's no question that kid's on the path for that. He's going to have an ashtray. You know what's going to be great?
I hate it because you're probably not wrong.
It's ceramic bong and all that weird stuff. It's coming. Wouldn't it be great if he just made a little ceramic B-17 bomber with his own picture on it?
Or it's just, what's with the black clay?
Yeah.
And he starts molding. He's
molding a giant wang. And you just got a shelf of them. This is Julio Gomez. This is Lex Steel.
And it's a progression. This is freshman year.
And worst
is
part is,
year.
It's worst part is it's his talent. He's good at it. They're veiny.
Right.
They're great.
Right.
They're lined up perfect. God damn it, that is Julio Gomez. That looks good.
Get a good grip on this.
He's got a gift, and it's making dicks by hand. Do you encourage this? He can make a fortune in the sex industry.
Oh, God. Encourage?
Daddy, look. I've discovered my muse. Oh, no. BBC.
Encourage,
is that
maybe
a dong
not.
By Alex?
I don't know. Discourage? I don't know the fine line there.
And maybe he could help out, and you could make a ceramic comb for Kirby.
That'd be nice.
Hey, Brett, virtual high five.
Hell yes.
No kids. Freedom. I know you kid havers hate us, non-kid havers, because you think that we didn't do our jobs as
there's
adults.
A little
it's
less on
hate,
your
it's
plate.
It's jealousy.
We know
it's
that.
Jealousy.
It's jealousy.
It's jealousy is what it is.
Yeah. John, screw that. Sure. These ceramic teachers are in on the gig. They know every kid in high school makes a bong, and they're okay with it.
They're fine with it. They're fine with it.
You just don't get caught.
Yeah. People always say that to me. So you get just as much with those dogs. I'm like, no, I don't. Because you know what? I got doggy doors, and I can put them in their dog run, and I can be gone for hours.
There's a little difference.
It's awesome. It's flat awesome. No kids is the way. Highly recommend it to any younger listeners. Think about starting a family. Terrible error. Terrible, terrible error. Look around. You see that guy smiling? He's got no kids. See that dude over there? He just looked in his daughter's trash can for the first time at age 13. He's ruined. His life can never be the same. And he's got to talk himself into it being a beautiful progression. But really what it is just another girl with a period making him sick. And then you find out your daughter's a 5, Brady. And she's like 7 or 8 of those a day.
That's
just
easy.
Plopping down
control.
Into the... And you got plumbing issues, and Travis from Moon Valley's got to come out, snake out all those
That's
things.
That's why you get to know some good,
got to get good plumbers.
Subcontractors.
Then you got to have that talk with
it's
her.
It's all part of building a foundation.
Yeah, yeah. I built mine on no kids. I like your kids. I think I'm fine with them. You know why? I hardly see them, and they always have to go somewhere else at the end of the day.
Yep.
What's that doctor's name again? I'm getting on them.
Dr. Lynn. Dr. Lynn. Sunrise Urology.
All right.
And the more we talk about it and the older I get, I think I'd do it without any of the painkiller. Because I know the end result is so much better. Phenomenal. Misery. Anyway.
John, I had the asshole ceramics teacher at my high school. He'd come and smash all the pipes and bongs in the middle of class in front of anyone if any of the students were trying to make them.
I like that there's a hard-ass ceramics teacher.
No!
That guy got into it thinking, I'm going to teach kids a whole new world of art. And then all he does is smash bongs all day.
Usually you get paid wood and the metal, too. The guys were...
Oh, they were miserable.
Mr. Auberg. Mr. Auberg was great. He was our driving instructor, too.
Yeah, our shop teacher was our driver's ed teacher, too.
And he used to love having the brake and the steering wheel. Yeah. And he'd just jam on the brake if anybody fell asleep.
That dude had teaching credentials. At my school.
The shop teacher?
Shop / driver's ed guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
They just found a guy.
Are you required to be accredited if you're a shop teacher?
There's the dude,
Brett?
He did.
I don't know.
You could teach shop. I bet you could teach engine stuff.
Let alone,
possibly,
I don't even know.
Possibly, but.
I bet you could go in there and go, I know this stuff. And they'd be like, we don't care if you're a teacher or not. Fill time.
Well, some of them are metal
shop. The hell
have
I been doing
guy.
On overnight, son? You could have been a teacher.
Oh,
Christ.
God. More kids.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
At least you'd be doing something you like.
Toledo, you could teach wood. I mean, because our metal shop guy definitely knew the machinery when you got into working the lathe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
we had a guy with hearing aids, and Kurt Lack was amazing at doing this.
Was that
really
at Rhodes?
Whistle? No, this was at Dobson.
Oh, okay, because Mr. Gardner, I think Mr. Gardner.
Mr.
Yeah.
Gardner was the one who couldn't move his neck.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
People would throw things on the other side of the room.
His whole
and
body.
His whole body would have to turn. He had like a rebar spine. And people would throw a book all the way across the room and hear, and he'd go, yeah, and he'd slowly I turned.
Full turn.
It took him like 20 minutes
it's
to turn. You could set your sundial.
It's a body turn.
You goddamn kid. And he'd slowly turn, and then someone would smash a book on the other side of the room, and the person was always Alan Gully. He gave Mr. Gardner so much guff.
Was he the one that Gardner. Challenged the teacher?
Oh, yeah, he tried to fight Mr. Zabrowski, and then they ended up having an arm wrestling match that Alan won.
I wish he would have kicked Zabrowski's ass.
Yeah, everybody wishes that. Reminiscing about old PE teachers. But, yeah, there's like 6 things, and we could pare school down a little bit. If you have ceramics, it should be an option for you later if you're interested to do it after school or have it as a project later. It shouldn't be a class. That's just proof.
You mean virtually?
Throwing. At all.
You mean right now?
At all. Like you said, it's a waste of time to have it as a class. You have ceramics
we
as
had
a thing.
They have to have, they have, to have some of that
of
stuff.
Art in general.
After. Right.
Like we just did a couple weeks of ceramics, and then you did painting.
It was in an art class.
Right. Broke it up.
And art was required up until like 8th grade, and then you could start picking if you wanted art.
Well, but I think it's still required. You need, I think, 1 credit.
Yeah, you have to do it once, but you don't have to. It's not like an everyday thing. Ceramics, maybe it counts as an art credit.
That's why he'll knock out both of his art credits.
this year? Gardner's so dead. He's got to be really dead. Yeah. Like he's got to be. He was stiffer alive than he is now. Like I bet he's more mobile and like efficient and pliable now than he was when he was living.
Your
those kids killed him.
Oh,
that
old
phys ed. Your phys ed guy all juiced up.
Yeah, Morgan.
Our metal shop teacher in junior high, Bill Foreman. Bill Preston was his name, and he was ranked nationally for blacksmithing, old school blacksmithing. He had these giant forearms, which I never.
Right.
And one the first day of class, he talks real slow. He's like, "All right, no horseplay going on in the metal classroom." And this guy John Athens was making a fireplace poker, which is old
safe.
And he's jacking around, and Bill Preston takes the fireplace poker
and bends it.
Puts it around Athens' neck and does and bends it around like a necktie.
Whoa! Strangled him. Fantastic. Because deep down, everyone wants to kill the class that they teach.
He'd be sued now, but
yeah.
He learned his lessons.
My proudest moment is being at a bar with a lady. She's sitting there and we're talking, and she said, "I'm a teacher. I listen to the show." I'm like, "Oh, that's great. You need to quit your job." Like, why? Nobody appreciates you. You don't get paid enough, and it's miserable. And then the pay isn't going up, and no one's ever going to really like it. And she called or emailed a few weeks later and said, "You know what? I got a job at Bank of America. You couldn't be more right." I left, and I'm like, "Yay, I'm helping." She's miserable. I love it. Good Lord, we had some trouble. Yeah, Coach Morgan and Coach Crunch Flake. Mr. Gardner, I haven't thought about that weirdo for years. He's a
Stop
nice
playing
man.
Grab ass over there, you guys. That was his whole thing. Grab ass.
He always had that Norm MacDonald old man moment when there was a noise. Because he realized, I got to turn around. And that's going to take half a day. Oh, it's great. I remember Miss Irwin, the midget. Somebody jumped her. The legend was that he was late for class and she was in the way and he hurdled her and he got suspended for like 2 weeks.
Cleared her, man.
Oh, he cleared her because she was like 3-1.
Hey!
She and I both had Bronco 2s. I traded my Jeep in for a Bronco 2.
What were you thinking?
I wasn't.
Jesus.
I wasn't at the time. And so I parked out there and she comes out, waddles out next to me and goes, "Hey. Bronco too, huh?" I'm like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Let me see the inside of that." And all of a sudden, this little lady is like arm crawling up
into my car. Help me
like,
out.
Am I boosting? What do I do? And she's looking around at all the new stuff in the 1990 Bronco too. She had like an 86 or an 87. She goes, "Want to see mine?" I'll go in there and there's all these sticks and like there's big blocks on the pedals.
She looked like Short Round driving the car in Templeton. <She'd
laughs> bounce up in that thing and like, we'd see each other on the road. And there's Mrs. Irwin. But somebody hurdled her. Allegedly, but it was there was too much smoke for that fire not to have actually happened.
Keep it real.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he jumped her, and I'm sure there were dares that it's very dangerous, you know, to jump me. That's how you had this. Somebody had to have that meeting, and somebody's parents got that phone call. Sorry, your son jumped a midget today at school. We can't have that.
Excuse me.
One of our teachers is a little person. She's very sweet, and your son hurdled her. Well, that's impressive, isn't it? It's a good thing. No. It's good. Like if her foot caught her head, it could have really hurt her.
Would you rather he tackled her?
Yeah. What was he supposed to do?
God damn it, Cedric. What are you doing jumping the teacher?
Boy, get in here. Did you jump a midget today? Dad, I was late. He says he was late. I don't know if you can jump a midget when you're running behind, I think.
Yeah, I don't think the parents could be too upset.
I'd laugh hysterically. Yeah. If I had a kid who jumped a midget, I'd be like, all right, I'll get punishing.
Just don't do it again.
I'll get right on punishing the out of him. Don't worry about it. He's going to just get beaten like crazy. Like, did you jump a midget? I had to. That is hilarious. Did you clear it by a lot? Did she like flail at you with her little hands?
Don't jump off it, you son of a. Come back here.
I had shorts on, but I didn't have underwear.
Oh, so great. Yeah, it'd be better if a girl jumped her and missed and like plugged her in like a lollipop.
She has two bruises on her forehead. He's suspended for a week.
And I do wish the story was tried to jump her. Anyway, we reminisce because school is awful for you guys, and it's great for us because they're just memories. You have to live it again. Kirby, comb your hair. Alex, cut your hair off. In fact, Kirby and Alex, swap hair.
Man, that would be great.
A little Freaky Friday moment.
We're weeks away from dreadlocks.
She's really just not even paying attention
no,
to it. You're backtracking, but you can be honest.
No, here. It's she wakes up and
it's a disaster.
She could be doing a better job.
That is not an endorsement, sir.
You think you're being diplomatic, but you're making the mental picture 10 times worse. That's hilarious.
Holy crap, Homer.
It's a struggle.
I went to Dobson the year that kid jumped that teacher.
See,
I remember
it's lore. I don't know how real this is.
Yeah, well, who was it? Please text back.
And what year
know.
Did you go? Because this might have just been passed on constantly.
Yeah, maybe he listens.
Because I went
I'm
from,
the guy.
I was there from 88 to 90. So it was when I was there, too. And I know people are somebody jumped Miss Earl. Everybody wants to keep it in their time frame. Unless... Every year that lady got jumped.
I wouldn't put that past those idiots
look,
in school.
Look, teenage morons.
We've been
midgets.
Getting together for years. People who jump.
Let me tell you this.
The jumpers.
I'll tell you. Yeah, they have a reunion.
Club.
Right over here is a jumper club. They got Letterman jackets.
Jay.
Jay's on
Dude,
it.
I'm joining today. I'm going for it.
I'll tell you one thing right now. Jumping midgets is a lot more of a life lesson and something you'll actually use compared to ceramics. Yeah, should have jumping midget class. Because there's been time in life you got to step over.
Lisa's a Dobson gal. She says, I heard that jumper story,
yeah.
too.
All
right. They called it hurdling.
That's
yeah,
a good
hurdler.
One.
There's a lot of folklore to that, urban legend almost. That I think it happened, but I'm not sure who did it, and I don't know if it was I was there or not. But it
and
sure
one,
did
One more
feel
time,
like,
what did this person teach?
Miss Irwin taught math.
Math. Like, not that matters, but like, it'd be interesting if
she didn't teach long division. Little math. Little math class. It was in a Shire.
Little
math
facts. Right, little yeah. pie.
All right, grab your tiny pencils.
Yeah.
What if she's still doing virtual
She was
teaching?
Pretty. She was actually really cool. We used to play. She'd do the thing where she recognized this is all a bunch of bull, too, and we're just babysitting at this point. You're all right. 16, 17-year-old right. people. And she'd give the lesson the first 10
care.
Minutes and be like, do it in class or not. And we started a paper football league, and she let us do it. She's like, if you don't, you do the homework if you want. I gave you the lesson. If you want to do it now, you can do it, or if not. And some people do it. And then me and like six other guys started, and she got in on the league. So the last 30 minutes of class, we're playing football with a little lady. And nobody
and I'm sure
ever asked.
As long as you got your homework done.
Yeah, she didn't care as long as you got the stuff done. Oh, my God. Good stuff. And jumping midgets a lot more beneficial to your life.
You probably had. I think you had the same thing. One of the teachers was we had Mr. Sullivan, Vietnam vet,
oh,
Special Forces, and no matter what, it would be teaching English, and you could just who's doing it today? Roy, you ask a question. Hey, tell us a story about being in the crap, and the whole rest of the.
You guys
class.
Want a story about being yep. in the with Charlie Allwright?
And you do it just to get not, you know, teach English. Tell us another story about Nam.
God damn it, I forgot to give him any lessons.
I had about 10 gooks in a village I'd surrounded with a fire and no help.
All right. Talk him out of school.
We were busy lighting babies up with a flamethrower.
You see his
he
eyes
had the
go
airborne
away.
Tad on the forearm.
I love it. Anyway, what those days are gone.
So, John... She taught fractions.
Good one, Texter. It's been so long since I've been to school, I forgot about fractions. Good joke. What's on the big board of musical treats? By the way, brought to you by our friends at ELOteam.com. You can subscribe to their monthly newsletter, and you get the tips and updates and everything else. ELOteam.com brings you the wake-up song. What is it?
All right. We got Five Finger Death Punch, Jekyll and Hyde. Pantera, Drag the Waters, Prong, Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Neck, love Mastodon, that. Fallen Torches, Prodigy, Firestarter, Metallica, Creeping Death, and Korn, Here you to Stay.
I don't know. Pick one, Brett. That's on you today.
I say Drag the Waters.
Drag Pantera. The Waters it is. Pantera's Drag the Waters it is. I like it. Do you get in trouble at home, Brady, when you say that Kirby doesn't comb her hair? And you're like, stop talking.
No, well,
you're going to get
I could. Heat. I'm just hoping they're not listening right now.
But you worry that if they are.
Do
you think
no,
that,
I don't
you think maybe
so
that'll
much.
Make Kirby comb her hair more?
Like if, yeah, there's parts
so?
That I do. Yeah,
I think that's a smart move to publicly shame her. And then
you
make
a
her
hair
comb
shamer?
Hair. Yeah. So you get,
but
like,
I know it'll come down to someone in her class. Because I just remember growing up. You always remember that one day, whether it's something that you're wearing or one comment. It's like, oh, I got to do something about this.
Mine was
smell, or
I used to wear an Italian sweatsuit to school a lot.
Hey, what's wrong
a
with that?
Full out Puma.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh yeah.
Eddie Murphy had them. And I thought they were cool, so I would wear those. But I didn't know. Like I was lazy, so like I'd put these, and I'd put the deodorant on the outside. And some girl goes, "That doesn't go on the outside of your clothes." I didn't realize it was staining so badly on my black sweat tracksuit. I'm like, "What do you know about nothing?" And so that scarred me into thinking, oh, my God, that's embarrassing. So I started to put deodorant on my actual body instead of the
and
clothes.
And certain name brand stuff. I remember sixth grade where I didn't have Levi jeans.
Oh, yeah. You had to have Levi's. Like, yeah.
What'd you have? Husky Toughskins?
I was just going to say Toughskins.
No, it was from JCPenney.
Oh, the worst.
That was Toughskins, wasn't it?
No, that was Sears.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Sears was Toughskins. Right.
Yep.
JCPenney's actually worse.
Some tough skins early on.
Oh, I wouldn't wear
and
tough
husky.
Skins. Yeah, so, yeah. I would not wear tough skins.
No, I had one that, pair, and they just
yeah. That was the glory of having a sister who princessed through school.
That paved the way.
Oh well, beyond that, she was just into like fashion and stuff like that. So she'd look at you like no girl's gonna like you. I'm like, Mom, I'm in tough. Nobody's gonna like me in tough skins. We go to Mervyn's and get Le Tigre instead of Izod.
Yeah,
and that actually was acceptable for a while, but then one day that door closed. Yep. And I showed up with Le Tigres, and I started catching crap. And I'm like, I didn't get the memo that these weren't good anymore.
Yeah.
You shop at Mervyn's. I'm like, it's good deals, I think.
I remember that day. My dad was, his company was doing the job at the JCPenney outlet. They were doing the
air conditioning. That's why you got deals.
And so we went in there, and he's like, hey, it's an employee thing. And that's kind of the first time really going out. Cool. They had hiking boots. And the hiking boots were there. Brand and I went to school one day, and like, they're looking. Someone makes a comment. Are those Vasque or
brand
of hiking boots that they were really big, like the Swiss lace kind of deal? Yeah, not. And the toe broke out. The jeans ripped. Like that's it.
Oh,
Bunny. Yeah,
no,
head of the store.
You had to go get it real. You barter. Your dad taught you bartering, so he's doing the JCPenney job. Got deals for JCPenney.
Maybe, yeah.
So he went in there and made you wear JCPenney brand
clothes.
Hey,
I got a trade here.
Oh, pennies.
They didn't sell Levi's there?
Oh.
Not at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Miller's Outpost. That's the only place you go get clothes for Levi's. That was it. Oh, my God. Jumping midgets. Coach Morgan farting all over everybody.
I think JCPenney was first in with their first brand was Wranglers. They were able
I think
to
they
carry
just sold
Wrangler
them. Yeah,
or
they
Lee.
Carried them, yeah. Lee was Lee. Another one.
Yeah. That's another one you really couldn't wear too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was your social pariah.
And
yeah.
I missed the whole you were in the heart of the Z Cavarucci.
Oh,
I was
big
out
on
of
Cavarucci.
The Cavarucci, Jimmy Z shorts.
Jimmy Z shorts.
Those were the best.
You pull those pants up past your and like why is my waist up to my neck here. I'm like actually getting a little burn on my
hammer pants. Look. Never worked well for me having a short pair.
Yeah, I quit somewhere around 16. I just started wearing shorts and t-shirts. I'm like, that's how I've been ever since.
Yep.
I'm not playing I'm not good at it. I'm not good looking enough to have this fashion matter. I tried for a little while with the Cavaricci's and the Jimmy Z turtlenecks in August. Let's go there and then. Pancake makeup sweating off to cover up my zits.
For me.
Like a zit makeup that's just chunking off like plate tectonics. I have Pangea on my face. I'm like, what's going on, Johnny? You wearing makeup? No, why? Because it's sliding off. Your face is sliding off. I'm wearing a little makeup on a couple of gigantic zits. Yeah, all right. My sister's got foundation. She said it would be a good idea.
That was a one day or a couple of day learning experience.
Wearing makeup?
Yeah, or dabbing it.
Oh, yeah, always. And it was the wrong color. I just have these big white spots on my face where the zit was, just drawing attention to the zit. Terrible. Anyway, we reminisce because we don't have to think about our own kids, bro.
Oh, it's so great.
Our memories are better because we don't have to look at kids now and just go, you're a jackass. Brush your goddamn hair and put your ashtray and bong away.
Does she comb her hair when she goes to regular school, not virtual school?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so so she just become a hobo.
Exactly. You've been at home
right
since May, basically.
Yeah. So she just doesn't give any craps anymore.
Why am I doing it? Why do I
have
to
clean myself?
And that's where you got to draw the line. Look, you got to clean yourself.
For us, smell terrible.
Exactly.
Does she stink? Is she going through a stinky thing?
Just yeah, that's stand. Probably, that started about a year ago. Kirby, you're a little gamey.
Daddy, you know what?
You're gamey too, baby. Let's have a couple Colt 45s and talk about our stink.
I don't know. I think that's a dad term.
Gamey?
That I heard probably early on.
Well, no, gamey is a thing.
I know.
Yeah, you're gamey. You smell
that's
a
my
gamey.
Choice like, of verbiage.
It's instead of saying you smell like you're gamey.
Because she gets that, she'll get that from mom.
Daddy, let's go out and troll for babes.
Kirby D. Williams,
you're not going to get the babes if you're gamey.
You are gamey.
Sweating out last night's Cope 4-5. Goes right through me, baby.
Dr. Lynn, I am coming this weekend.
Kirby D. Williams with the hair.
You don't know what you're missing.
I'm having a time of my life thinking about this. I got to have a Zoom meeting with your family just to see Kirby's nest. What's going on with that?
She's getting better. This is the big, this has been a big year of, responsibilities now really stepping
right.
up.
Sounds like she's really taken to it.
Yeah. It's working out good in the grooming
no-washing
department.
And stuff. Well, wait until that trash can in the bathroom starts filling up with red bingo blotters.
You'll know when I come in with the bingo card.
Oh, you come in with it. You come in to pass it out.
Bingo. Around the world.
Tomato pants.
Yep.
Look what she's a five.
Four corners.
She's a gusher. We got a gusher. Like a hemophiliac, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number ND1002031. NMLS Number 1863775. Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.